Once again, here's Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen, who are keenly aware that dogs have owners and cats have staff.
This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and Rick returning with us for this segment. Again, we've got Deb Davis, who is the National Marketing Manager for Paws with a Cause. And Deb, we got a chance just now to talk with someone who has benefited tremendously from Paws. Can you go back and reflect on the service industry as a whole and get a little bit back into that? Because it really is a fascinating service that these dogs do provide for people.
Absolutely happy to, Lee. And as you just heard, that wonderful story and just how integrated these dogs become in our clients' lives, it's absolutely amazing to see the wonderful benefits, but it's to see the bond as well. And we see that not only in our organization here, Paws with a Cause. We are based in Wayland, Michigan, right here, Michigan-based, Michigan-born, Michigan-raised, but we do serve clients across the country. We can serve people in 38 states and as we're out and about. And within our assistance dog industry, and we know so many people and so many organizations industry-wide. Believe it or not, it can be shocking and surprising to some people to find out that across the United States, there are more than 100 assistance dog agencies that are doing things similar to what we're doing. Granted, just like any other industry and any other enterprise, each one is not the same size, doesn't have the same outreach, and some of those programs only place 1, 2, 5, maybe 10 dogs per year. But our basis is the same. We're all health and human service organizations that are serving the needs of people with disabilities through assistance dogs. One of the things that we're asked about the assistance dog industry is, okay, if I'm in a position to either myself need an assistance dog or know somebody that's going to, or perhaps I want to support an assistance dog agency, how do I do any kind of a research? How do I know which type of agency is going to best fit with my values, with my needs as a prospective client? And in our 32-year history, as you can imagine, we've seen the industry grow by leaps and bounds. When we first started, there was no collaboration. There was no communication system. It was pretty much a free-for-all. One organization doing this here, maybe one organization doing this there. 32 years ago, you were lucky if you saw 3 to 5 agencies that were doing this. But with the development of everything, media, social media, internet, every different type of exposure that you can have, the concept of dogs helping humans and a service capacity has really taken on and grown exponentially. So one of the things that we've, let's just say, reprogrammed and redirected our message as an agency is great. Thank you for embracing the concept of assistance dogs. Thank you for embracing the concept of how these dogs and humans bond together in such a great benefit, in such a great way that actually helps increase the independence of people with disabilities. One of the things we like to do is to offer people research. Tell them, do research on an organization. What you're looking for is you're looking for an organization that's committed to the industry as well as the individual client care. Does the organization offer follow-up care? That's one of the things about PAWS that is not necessarily extremely unique, but it is one of the things that sets us apart, is that we don't just give you a dog and say, bye-bye, have a nice life. Oh, no, that's just the beginning of our relationship, because we want to make sure that you and the dog are both at the optimal working level, working together, doing your thing, and making sure you're still working as a team as optimally as possible. We do that by sending one of our field representatives into your environment, your home, your work setting, your school setting, whatever you do, and wherever your dog is going to be with you on a daily basis. The field representative comes in and helps you adjust, helps you train in that environment to be that successful team. So that's another aspect that people should look at when they're researching and learning about the assistance dog industry.
Now, what I'm thinking of is after listening to this, you know, I'm just imagining how absolutely nearly impossible from a financial perspective, keeping the ball rolling and making all of the 40 employees that you have continue to go onward and to make more lives connect. Tell us how just the average person that's listening to their home right now can kind of get involved, if not from a physical, I want to, you know, be a foster, but maybe even from just a financial contribution. What's out there? Are there any events? Is there anything you can help us help you?
Absolutely, and thank you for asking. That's a wonderful way. Nonprofit donors, it's a wonder, the one reason that they don't contribute is because they're not asked. So thank you for this avenue to be able to tell your listeners and tell people around Mid-Michigan. One of the things we have coming up that is very, very exciting for us is that Paws with a Cause was chosen as a charity partner for the 5th Third Riverbank Run, and that's a riverbank run that happens over here in Grand Rapids, Michigan every year. It's one of the largest in the country where they expect about 26,000 participants. And as a charity partner, we're given the opportunity to, of course, solicit participants to come over to run, walk, or roll with our group from PAWS and or your own team, as well as raise pledges, raise donations for your team in support of PAWS with a Cause and our efforts and all that we do to custom train assistance dogs. Through the 5th Third Riverbank Run, we have the exposure to not only the running community to further the awareness of assistance dogs, but we also in turn have the opportunity to include our wonderful PAWS with a Cause supporters, such as our Lansing Foster Puppy Raiser Group and our donors and supporters in the Mid-Michigan area, to come and join us and participate to either run, walk, roll, or give toward helping further our mission with our assistance dog training through the 5th Third Riverbank Run. It's very exciting, and the run is on May 12th of this year. It's a Saturday, and we have all of our information on our website.
Deb, besides that event, I know Rick and I a little while back had the opportunity to interview the CEO of the Dogs for the Blind organization in Michigan, and they were dealing with budgets of tens of millions of dollars. So I've got to imagine you've got more than just that going on to raise funds. Very briefly, can you explain other ways, if not that, that people can participate or donate?
Absolutely. Just like any nonprofit, our donors are our lifeblood. General donations are always welcomed, always acknowledged, always appreciated, and always used at 85% to 90% of their value. That means that for every dollar that we're given, we use that percentage to go straight toward the training of our dogs. General donations on our website, any donations that are sent in through the mail. We have sponsorship opportunities that are always available. We do have sponsorships for 5th Third Riverbank Run, as well as our golf outing that comes up on an annual basis, which is right on the heels on May 14th. We're always looking for golfers, and that's going to be held at Egypt Valley Country Club over here in Ada, Michigan, and that's an 18 holes of golf, plus you get a benefit dinner. You get to come see a Paws with a Cause client demonstration and hear, just like we heard today, hear what the difference that the dogs make in their lives as well.
And Deb, what is the website?
Our website is www.pawswithacause.org, and that is P-A-W-S with a C-A-U-S-E.org.
Fantastic. We've been speaking this morning with Deb Davis, the National Marketing Manager for Paws with a Cause. And Rick, once again, we've run out of time. There's just so much we could talk about on this topic because they are a great organization. But on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and my co-host in the studio, Rick Cruz, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. We'll talk with you next weekend for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And please take good care of your pets. Have a great weekend, everybody.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear our show live online. Go to 1320wils.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts.